So, Maddie, I need to ask, how's your father's poop?
Poodle, is someone at the door at Southern Charm?
Michael, it's time for my medicine.
Come and listen to a podcast hosted by some queens.
Talking about folks living way above their means.
They all live in Charleston where the booze is always flowing.
And we know too much about them all because of Andy Cohen.
Bravo, that is.
Southern Charm.
Sweet tea.
Well, Cameron is the sweetest, and Austin is a tool. Shep can be a jerk, but Chelsea's really cool. Craig is playing lawyer.
Eliza's playing games. There's a lot of other blonde girls.
We forget their names.
Madison?
Heather Lynn?
Skimbleshanks?
It's Sweet Tea, the unauthorized Southern Charm podcast.
You know, we went on and on in Plathville the other day about your father's pooping.
Y'all, if you aren't on our, this is on a, obviously a free podcast, and if you're Southern Charm folks and you're listening to this, you're going, what is he talking about? My father's been constipated with all the chemo and everything this week. I'm not going to retell the story, but, you know, I normally wouldn't say
this. A river of shit.
I will say, in the middle of the night, middle of the night, I go shitting in my sleep. River of shit.
Is it better now, though?
Yes. I will say, I'm normally, it's kind of worth the $5 just to join Patreon to hear that story. You know what?
People have been commenting that they really thoroughly enjoyed
it. It is better. We were sitting at the kitchen table last night, and we were eating dinner, and he's eating dinner, and I hear, and I said, Dad, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. He takes a couple more bites. And I'm like, Dad, you need
don't
to go to the bathroom.
Do it again.
And he's like, nope. And then we heard like a boom, 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 boom. Like something of like Smaug from like The Hobbit or something. And my dad literally looked back and said, was that in the other room? And I was like, no, Dad, that's your ass. You need to go to the bathroom. I'm fine. And then all of a sudden, you know how like when you're having sex with a guy who's hung and he doesn't, well, we haven't felt this way. Yeah.
Oh, no.
We haven't felt this way in years because it's like a hot dog down a hallway. But remember when you were first having a sex and a guy wouldn't just do the put the tip in, he would just ram it all in and you go, woo! That's kind of the face my dad made. And then he shat on their kitchen chair. So...
Yeah, it was that kind of like when like you're at the top of a roller coaster and you all of a sudden you go way down, you go woo, woo.
I'm sure it happens for women too. I remember the first guy I was ever with, y'all, he had a pretty big 8.5-inch dick. And I remember we were like 20 years old and I said, sure, let's do this.
I can't imagine that being the first dick.
I couldn't imagine that. He just went all the way in. I shot out of the bed and ran in the living room and ran in circles. Yeah, just going, ouch, 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 ouch. Do it again.
It's like that Daffy Duck.
Anyway, y'all, let's talk about Southern Charm, shall we?
Y'all, Sweet Tea,
Southern Charm, Season 7, Episode 5.
Love sick.
So, I don't think we have any announcements. We do have Plathville. That was a lot of fun, and we have our regular 90-day stuff going on.
I would say, you guys, this is the second episode talking about the John C. Calhoun statue being removed. And we're not going to talk a ton about it now, but we really, if you didn't listen to last week's episode 5, we go into. Kind of, I'm from South Carolina, and but we're both from the South, and we were both kind of educated differently about how what the Civil War was about, and we really went into a great deal of detail. We're not going to go into a ton of that this time because we already talked about it.
So don't think like, why didn't they talk about? No,
why didn't they talk about slavery?
We're not going to go through it again. Because also too, I don't know. I just don't want to sound like a. It makes me feel weird as a white person if I'm talking too much. It's like, you know, just living your life.
Yeah.
Besides, John Pringle's here and we're distracted.
Oh, my. Okay.
He does look better this episode.
I'm sorry. Like, when he hit that ball at the batting cage,
oh my God,
my dick moved.
Okay, you need to call. Oh, see, this is what happens when California locks.
I can't call my dentist.
Y'all, when Poodle's locked down in quarantine, it's a problem.
I need to. I tried to order that fuck machine, but they're back ordered. Some man in like little tiny glasses, basically on the phone, saying, "Sorry, sir, your fuck machine's back ordered until February."
Then we walk in. Boys, where's the fuck machines? We've got orders out the door.
Yes, Mr. Mason. Yes, Mr. Mason. I'm getting on it right now. I'm just fixing the spring, Mr. Mason.
I need double productivity on every fuck machine.
I'm trying, Mr. Mason. My hands are raw. They're raw. I can't even feel my fingers, Mr. Mason.
Sir, we don't even have the dildos to put on the end of the fuck machines.
You get out there and you make the dildos yourself.
Okay.
Anyway, y'all, we just took you inside.
What if it's like World War One, where like factories just made fuck machines? Yes.
Rosie the Riveters. You guys, I have to say, we, you know, Christina, shout out to Christina De Leon, who edits all of our meme videos that
this
we do
was
on our.
So good.
It was. She does all of our meme videos on Instagram. She did a video of the Madison and Austin phone conversation, and Madison LaCroix actually put like four laughing faces
she
on our video.
Emojied it.
She emojied it, and I loved it.
Let's contact her. You know what?
She would never talk to us.
I was not, I've not been a Madison stan the whole time. I'm coming around, sadly, because she's finally having the courage, as we see in this episode, to kick Austin to the curb.
Yeah.
Because, good God.
I've liked her the whole time, so, but I understand why. She did do Danny a little dirty last season. It was pretty shady.
And like I said, my issue with you know, we hate who we grew up with. We hate our own.
She is from Greenville.
Something that's similar.
And you're from Greenville.
I say I'm from Greenville. I'm from a town 45 minutes. Because no one knows where Pickens is.
But she's not from Pickens, is she?
No, but she's from Greenville. She said she's from Greenville. I'm sure she's from like Landrum or Greenwood.
You should message her.
You know what? That's an in and say,
yeah, be like, hey.
That's a good idea. Who knows?
Anyway, y'all. So, okay. So it does begin where they are taking down a John C. Calhoun statue, which, yes, that is as in Catherine Calhoun Dennis.
For 124 years.
124 years.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know, it was this whole idea of Confederate monuments that have been being taken down in 2020 because of George Floyd protests, Black Lives Matter protests, and the whole movement to remove Confederate monuments. Strangely enough, most of them were put up in the 40s and 50s.
They were. And they, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what was like, happening in the 40s and 50s, Poodle?
Basically, any type of integration.
Yeah.
And
Jim Crow. Jim Crow was 40s and 50s, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Jim Crow laws and all that.
And but this was actually a little earlier than that. But almost everything in the South was put there. Any type of Civil War or pre-Civil War was put there to keep Black people marginalized.
Yes.
And to make them fear a statue.
It really was. And
yeah.
And I think we just lost in media. But, you know, it's interesting. It is on record that Robert E. Lee never wanted a statue built of himself, ever.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard that before.
No, there are records of him writing about it. He never wanted that. And it wasn't, again, these statues. It's not like the Civil War ended and they put up a statue, y'all. It was the 40s.
No. Yeah. They became figures. They became symbols after the Civil War.
So, and you know what I think is important for people to do? It's think about everything we do now. Like, think about if we put up a statue somewhere, there's an agenda. Whoever is putting it up, there's an agenda. There's something to it. The Susan B. Anthony statue in New York in Central Park. Isn't it Susan B. Anthony? It is, I believe.
I
think it's Susan B. Anthony. They just put it up several years ago, or like the girl on Wall Street.
Oh yeah, I love that girl.
But think about that. That's an agenda.
That
we agree.
That still has something behind
we
it.
We agree, yeah. And it has something behind it. So
statues are political.
Walk around. They are. And walk around your own town and look at the monuments in your town and go, huh, I wonder what they were trying to say. What was the political message they were trying to send when they put this statue up? Because as a white person, I had never really, again, that's part of white privilege. I had never thought about that. Because I just saw statues and I went, oh, it's just old white people. Okay, they did stuff. And I thought about what they did. So anyway, it's just something to think about when you walk around your town. Is John Pringle 6'2"?
I don't know, but I'm fucking into it.
And is Austin 6'5"?
I could believe that Austin is 6'5".
That makes me kind of want to fuck him.
Oh, I'd totally do it. His penis is somewhat nice. It's not like you would think a 6'5 penis would be.
Are they all just tall? Because Shep and Craig must be tall too.
I think Craig's the shortest of them. No, Whitney's probably the shortest of them all.
But Shep is tall too, I believe.
Shep is tall, yes.
Shep's not aging well.
No man in the South ages well, unfortunately.
I think he's going to be a really not attractive old man.
He'll get red in the face and blotchy because he drinks too much.
Yeah, and you know, Omen, that they just kind of look like the breath smells.
Well, you know what I mean? Actually, I know that look exactly.
Yes, yeah.
No, none of those men are going to age well except for Craig, who knows about moisturizer.
Oh, yeah. Craig's going to get Botox, too.
Yeah.
He will.
He's too vain not to.
I have to sell my pillows on TV, and when I crinkle my eyes, you can't see the authenticness in my eyes.
He's so pretty, though.
He's
just my favorite. He'll still always be my favorite guy on this show.
But you know what I think what is endearing about Craig? He's not dumb. But there's no undercurrent. There's no subtext to Craig. Anyway,
he's dumb, but Austin's got this weird like. It's not an arrogance, but it's a very like strong like. I'm the tallest one in the room. Everyone look at me. My parents always treated me like I was the best one. My tongue could make one my mouth.
But he's 6'5", and that blew my mind.
I know. As soon as they said that, I went baking powder.
Baking powder.
I need to see that penis.
So. So John
Charleston girls, if you've got that penis, I need to see that penis.
Same. John Pringle, he's playing football with his kids, Asher and Quinn. I love these boys are just running around barefoot in the grass. That reminded me of home.
It reminded me of home too.
It did. So they're running around and John, I love that John Pringle's like, my ancestors probably did some terrible shit, but I don't know if they owned slaves or not. And
spoiler alert. Your ancestors owned slaves. If your ancestors were wealthy in the South, mine weren't. Mine were not. My mother, they never had really a pot to piss in, but my mother's father's family came from a good family. They never enough to own slaves because actually you had to be above a certain standard to own slaves. if he has a house on the Battery in Charleston, which is the right against the ocean, that's the big, most high status place.
And you guys, how do you think all of them, who do you think worked for them to make all that money?
Exactly.
So when he said that, I was like, that's total bullshit.
That's disingenuous.
You're lying. You know exactly that you own slaves. And I almost wish that he'd rather say they own slaves and that's some fucked up shit.
You know, the weirdest thing though, I'm not defending him. The thing is, he's never thought about it.
And he hasn't.
He never had to.
No, he hasn't.
And if pressed, and you were to show his, he would say, oh, yep. And like every kind of woke, half woke Charleston guy, he's like, I'm going to teach my children they don't have to worry about that. Or they don't have that. That's not, they're going to be their legacy. Yeah, I don't think your children are going to own slaves. So I think you're going to be fine.
I think you're going to be fine. think you're going to be fine. If you do, if they do, then something's more fucked up in the world, and we're all going to jump off a cliff.
Yeah. So Leva is still
she's talking to her sister Monica or Mona.
Mona. And she's talking about, you know, Shep and Pringle and all these people have these, and Thomas have these very old names, and they all, no one talks about this. And Leva's right, honestly, growing up there. No one talks about it. Everyone ignores the fact that all of these really old names, and where names are on churches and names are on state houses and names, you're, they all own slaves. That's it. That's and when you say that, it tarnishes their kind of lily white reputation, but it's true. It's, you can't argue with it.
No. And it's and like she said, she's like, it's not, he's not Shep, like people like Shep are not, what is Shep's last name? I forgot.
Rhodes.
That is
not as much of an old name. I guarantee you he's, that came from his mother's family, is probably the gentry. Yeah, because Rose is not that, maybe, but it's not that old of a name. They're usually French sounding or British sounding. Yeah.
Mm-mm. So Leva says she does wish her friends kind of cared more. She's like, but it's kind of like you said. But she said she has been talking to Danny some. Meanwhile, John is like, social distance has made him hornier.
Same John Pringle.
So he's not going to stop pursuing Madison. Like, he's at this point, he's like, the cannons are out. He's just full on guns blazing. And trying to go towards Madison.
And we all agree, this is shitty, right? This is shitty.
You know, I don't know. I want to say yes. However, I don't feel like we really know how well he knows Austin. Like, I feel like we've only seen them together in context of the show. Like, he seems friends with Shep.
That is fair. But they have, Pringle has shown up at the friend gathering. So that is in the editing and the storytelling of the show that they know each other.
I agree.
So if we are to believe the storytelling of the show, which that is our context, then it's shitty. This is major bro code violation. It's been from the beginning, and that's the story they're trying to tell. It's shitty.
It's shitty. It's not, but the arrogance, kind of a confidence of Pringle, drives Poodle crazy.
Totally. And I do believe Madison and Pringle are a much better fit than her and Austin.
Oh, for sure.
Much better. Sure. They have a chemistry when we saw it. We're going to talk about that in a second. So basically, y'all, everybody, Pringle is calling Shep. Everyone's got COVID. Except for Shep.
So, because we see Craig's Catherine's going up. Yeah, Catherine's going over to visit Craig because Craig's got it. Austin has it. Taylor has it, Shep's girlfriend. And then Natalie is Craig's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they all have it. And they invited Taylor over to their house. And they're kind of riding out the COVID way together.
This is weird, like Skinemax film of it's Craig true. And two girls.
It's true.
Two girls, one Craig. It should have been called
Two Girls.
Job for you, Andy Cohen.
Well, Whitney, yes, it should have been Two Girls, One. Yes, it should have.
Two Girls, One Craig. You're welcome. Hire me, fuckers.
Hire Poodle. y'all, so Catherine is over there talking to Craig, and she's like, I got you a candle because maybe the virus smells.
I didn't understand that at all.
They can't smell when they have COVID. And luckily, they were all like, well, at least I just got my smell back. And she's talking to Craig, and Craig says, I feel dirty. And I got dizzy a couple of times. But, you know, I'm spinach. Thanks, Catherine.
You know what that tells me? That Craig, this is shocking. Craig probably uses condoms because he's probably so afraid of getting an STD.
Whereas Austin and Shep,
they're like, I've never wrapped it up in my life. Oh, gosh.
Why do I need a condom when I can just put a little hand sanitizer on it at the end and it's good?
And the reason why, I will guarantee you, the reason why Shep does not have COVID is COVID, as Shep even said, COVID didn't want to go anywhere near his STI ridden blood.
Probably.
COVID would say, ew.
COVID's like, girl, you nasty.
Girl, you nasty. I'm not going in that body. Okay.
You nasty. No. Thank you. Thank you.
There's some inbred blood in here, too. I'm sucking away.
You got some nasty cousin shit. Sorry, Mr. Rose. Sorry.
So, yeah, and Craig announces his deal with Home Shopping Network, and he's really excited about it, and he's going to have to do a home set, but there's, like, beer and shit everywhere, and it turns out Catherine is still off of social media because of Monkeygate,
Emojigate. And I actually appreciated what Craig said, because Craig said he told me, he's like, look, I know that's not who you are, but it was pretty bad what you posted, and you're going to have to deal with that. Like, you should do something and apologize.
And regardless if it was her own thing, or if she thought it wasn't racist at all, or if she, God forbid, meant it, she should have said to the woman, I'm sorry, that was shitty of me. I can understand how even if I had not meant that, I can understand how that would make you feel bad as a black woman. And that's shitty of me. And I really apologize. And she couldn't even do that.
Yeah, it says something.
She just explained it away. She explained it away in the press.
And yes, Catherine does that for everything.
She does.
But come on. I think we're going to see later. It's kind of what Danny is of just kind of letting Catherine always... people have given Catherine a pass.
Yeah. I honestly think it is because I don't think people would give her a pass if she wasn't on this show. And I think they are contractually obligated to do that. She's done so many things shitty to these people.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Really,
think about it.
About like first two seasons of Catherine. Woo!
She's been awful.
She was awful.
Yeah.
She was awful.
Madison is talking to Vanita.
Okay, good. My thing said Benita, and I was like, I thought Vanita. It was Benita. Anyway, her friend, y'all, I mean, I love it. But it's like the show took a note, and this is the first time we've seen black people on this show ever in Charleston.
I think it's the first time we've definitely seen a black woman.
We had somebody, Leva's friend. It's like Leva's, it's been in Leva's world. So I was proud and impressed that Madison has like a black friend that just comes over to hang out. But literally, y'all, nothing. And it's not like, we've said this before. We said this, I think, last season. It's not like there's not a lot of black people in Charleston.
No, it's just that this is the brutal truth. They're not in most white social circles. Or if you are, you're like Pinckney or a name. But Vanita is an influencer. And she's basically saying, and Madison's saying, Austin's behavior during the shutdown was ridiculous. It's basically he sleeps till noon. He plays video games. And she's like, I'm about done. I need to be done. I don't know why I haven't been done yet.
You kind of see, it's what you can kind of see here. You and I have said on the show before, you guys, are y'all, when you're with somebody and you were like, do I take them back? Do I not? I'm mad at them. Do I break up? And it's kind of that question of, but wait, are you done? And
yeah.
Just answer that question. Are you done? In this moment, you could see Madison is done.
You can kind of see it. She just needs to make the move. So then Shep is zooming. God, it's so stupid.
By the way, Madison's house is really cute.
It is. And I will say, I love her styling this season.
Yes.
It's not as like basic, like bad, like Nordstrom
I liked it last season too, but now she has more money because she's becoming an influencer. But the way her door opens up on our porch, I love it.
I really love her kid too. I think her kid's really cool.
I do too. His hair is always impeccably fit.
It is. Yeah. Well, she's a hairstylist.
What would you have done if your mama was a hairstylist? Your hair, you would be like, Mama, can we do my hair today, please?
I'm like, can we do 10 curls?
Please, Mama.
Can we do 10 curls? Can we leave him in all day?
I'll leave him in all day. Y'all, by the way, if you're going to get if you're gonna get curlers, get Con Air. Because they just did a sponsor for us. So, by the way, y'all.
I got some Conair rollers, y'all. I'm going to be rolling some wigs tonight.
That's on our 90-day feed. It's different advertisers here. But still, y'all, get some Conair hot rollers, ceramic.
They got lots of flossing. It's good flossing.
It is. They're pretty good, actually.
I had to look up what flocking was.
They heat up really quick, too. You know what? They're not paying for this show. We need to stop talking about it.
I was going to say, what the fuck are you doing?
I know. I brought him
up. I'm not talking about anything until I'm getting paid.
It's true.
So Madison, they're doing that. And the boys are talking via four-way Zoom. I'd love to be on this four-way, except for Whitney. And Shep.
Okay.
Maybe Craig and Austin.
Is it – Whitney got work done, right?
Oh, yes.
Or fillers, right? Or something.
I think it's fillers. His face looks strangely square.
He's wearing a lot of bronzer, right?
Yeah, I think he puts a lot of makeup on before the show when he goes on.
Yeah.
So they're just talking, and they're talking about them getting COVID, and they're like, Whitney, when's the last time you got laid? And then Austin's like, is that your beat chair?
That made me laugh.
I know. It was funny.
That was funny.
That's
awesome. What I like all of them. I like
only their redeeming quality.
He is funny. I like when they're kind of all like more and guys and they're not really with women.
Yeah, I agree. It's easier to handle. Because they're not like talking down to the women.
Yeah, it's true. You know what I have to say? I still miss Chelsea, and actually I still miss Naomi a little bit. I have not missed Cameron at all this season.
You know, I think you're right about that.
She just didn't, I'm nothing against her, but she didn't really add a lot, I realized, for the last few seasons.
She was the everyman. She was everyone's view in. Mm-hmm. And even Craig's narrations don't work the same way Cameron's do. But I don't miss her. I think the show is very different without her. But she was everyman's view in, or every woman's view in. And the show is very, very weird without her.
Yeah.
I feel like. And it's something I've noticed. I don't miss. The fact that you miss Naomi is ridiculous.
Well, no, because she's ridiculous. That's why I miss her. Not because I like her. Because
that's
she
like
does
saying
stupid...
you miss Landon.
I kind of do, because they do stupid shit that we can make fun of.
Landon was absolutely awful.
But you can make fun of her. So imagine if we had done the show during the Landon seasons.
You know who I miss? Jenna from season one.
What happened to that hardcore bitch?
She's married to a rich husband now.
She did this once. He was like, bye.
She got hitched. She got hitched to like a guy who was like 60.
She did.
She found herself a daddy. So the Danny is calling Shep, and they're going to have a play date.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's something that happens at the four way when they're talking.
Oh,
Austin also says, they're like, how do you feel? And Austin says,
oh, I missed it.
You know, it's really hard to be, it's really weird to be part of a statistic.
It's really hard to be part of a statistic.
And I want to say, I think this is not your first time. When you had syphilis, when you had...
I've only had chlamydia four times.
HPV. Like, you've been part of numbers for a long time, Austin.
Yeah, he's... Because y'all, Austin never wraps it up. Never.
Never. Yeah.
Craig?
Yeah, I think Craig, yes.
Shep, Austin... Nope.
No.
Never. Pringle? No. Y'all, Pringle's never met a condom he liked.
Never. Never.
And I'm not glorifying this. I'm saying they just hate them because they're douchebags.
You guys, or you people, I shouldn't say you guys. Y'all, if you're with the man who says, I just don't like wearing condoms, I don't want to use it, don't have sex with that man. Because he'll ask you to get your tubes tied and not think about it.
Unless you're me, is like, what are you doing with that condom?
Take that condom off.
Take it off. Anyway, okay, so.
What is that?
So then we get to think where the, Vanita's like, this is a good line. This is actually one of my favorite lines. Vanita says, so are you officially done with that? I mean, it's none of my business, but I love it when people say something and say, it's none of my business. But are you?
But are you?
And Madison says, you? How can you make someone ready when they're not? Y'all, you can't. If someone's not ready, they're not ready. And you either need to respect them having more time or move you on. Need to move on.
Yep.
She said, I feel like he's wasting time, or maybe I am.
Yeah. She knows. She knows she's
yeah.
doing
it. So anyway, yes, there's a little bit. Then we, what's next? We're going to, yes.
Danny, the dog play date.
Yes.
With Danny and Shep.
Yes. There's, yeah, there's like one line. I think we're going to see it next week that Taylor's upset that Shep didn't come over with her.
I That's have a real talking. Problem with
I have
this.
A real problem with that.
This
real
is
problem.
Basically saying, well, why don't you just like get COVID with me?
Shep, if you're still with her, if she really feels that way, you need to break up with her because that is a selfish person.
Get COVID with me like chicken pox. We should just do it. I hear some people die, but it's fine.
But not you. I'm sure you won't die. Guess how you're going to feel if he fucking dies?
It's just really irresponsible. It made me think she was a lot more immature than she was. And I kind of, I liked them together, but.
I did.
Yeah, that kind of really turned me off.
We better see. We better see what happens next week. Taylor, next week could be your make it or your break it, girl.
They're not together.
They're not listening either.
I think he cheated on her. That's what I read in some article. Spoiler
Shocker.
Alert. Right?
Shocker.
So Catherine, of course, even though she hasn't been calling Danny, she's been talking to Leva all day. Hashtag optics.
Hashtag
because
optics.
She needs to talk to the only person who's not white that she's friends with.
So there's something some of y'all have asked us about on social media, and I just want to let this – so if you notice that Patrick or Catherine, the pictures of the kids, their faces were blurred out, and that seems – I don't know if you noticed that. They show, like, the kids' pictures, and their faces
Catherine's
are blurred.
Pictures?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the kids,
wow, but the kids have been on before.
They're blurred out. Well, a lot of people don't know. Thomas has allegedly, I think maybe he's filed something like some type of endangerment case with Catherine that with Saint. Y'all, we've heard this rumor before and we never brought this up, but now it's in the news. So it's something to talk about. Apparently, Thomas is alleging that Saint, the youngest son, has fetal alcohol syndrome and that he's blaming Catherine for that.
And water is wet. We've known this for a long time.
You knew. And I mean, it's pretty well known. And people that we know in Charleston have said it's pretty well known. That said,
we've got our Charleston moles have told us that for last season.
Yeah. Cause Thomas, I'm sure you weren't doing drugs or drinking or anything whenever.
Right. Isn't that interesting to blame her?
Yeah. It's not like you weren't. Well, and then, y'all, it's not that she did it on purpose, apparently. I think kind of what we're finding out is I don't think Catherine knew she was pregnant for a while.
That's the story, is that she did not. And so she was just like doing Catherine's normal thing of drinking. And
but y'all, as a sissy who messaged me on Instagram today, no one goes to rehab for pot.
Isn't that hysterical?
No one. If you went to rehab for weed, I won't make fun of you. I genuinely want to know your experience.
I think that's a waste of money.
I think so too.
Personally, you need to use that rehab money wisely.
Well, yeah, save it for the heroin when you need it.
They might as well, they could give you weed at like a rehab place.
I know. Well, so yeah, she's talking to Leva, and Leva. I kind of have a little bit. We're gonna talk about it later. I like Leva a lot. Do you feel like she's a little two-faced in this episode?
Yeah, and she's a little bit of a Budinsky, but I don't know if that is producer-driven or not. I'm I feel like they're using her a lot because she, as the only main cast woman of color, she has to handle all this.
She does a lot of heavy lifting this season.
Yeah, she's doing the heavy lifting the whole season.
Yeah, this is true. Because she, you know, normally Danny is kind of the person that will bring like issues to the forefront. Sometimes yeah. she's done that in the past, but not like Danny can talk about this
before. We've never dealt with race this entire 6 seasons. We've never dealt with race.
Exactly. So, because she kind of, Levick basically says to Catherine in this, she's like, Catherine, you're fucking everything up. You need to get it right. And she brings up Danny and Catherine's like, no, I need to contact her. And Levick's like, fix that shit. Just fix it. She's like, because decision after decision you're making, bad choices, fix that shit with Danny. Well, so we're going to find out more kind of, do you want to just talk about, it's kind of skipping around. Do you want to just talk about Danny and Catherine having the meeting?
Yeah.
Because
the very end.
Because I kind of want to talk about the thread of it. Because Leva is telling this. However, Catherine is going to come over to Danny's, but that morning Danny goes over to Leva's and Danny is like talking to her. And Leva is just riling her up.
I know. I was like,
and
in a way, poor Danny gets either used and weaponized against almost everyone.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't give her anything. And so like Leva's almost trying to teach Catherine a lesson by
how you stand up for yourself.
And I don't know. And I understand that concept. But it still feels like she's trying to stick it to Catherine.
Feels like she is. Because, you know, y'all, Maddie circa 2002 was Danny Baird.
Like were. Oh, you so were.
I still am a lot like Danny. I think that's why I like Danny. And sometimes I'm very much like her, and I like her a lot.
I wonder how I can weaponize you against someone.
You can't, because you won't. But I will say, Poodle helped me a lot to stand up to other people.
Yes.
But it was never felt like your agenda.
No,
your agenda was in it. It feels a little bit like this is Leva's agenda of, like you said, sticking it to Catherine. That's a good thing.
It does feel that way to me. And it doesn't feel like girl power. It feels like I'm going to show women like Catherine that they can't treat their friends this way.
Yeah,
that's
how it feels. It does. And I think it's going to come back on the reunion. I think it'll bite her in the ass. But
she's going to get blasted at the reunion.
Catherine's going to go in. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
She
wasn't aware. I don't think she was aware at how she's kind of had her hands in this relationship. And Catherine's going to chew her throat out.
I think Catherine is too, actually. Yeah. So Danny, they didn't even really have a conversation. It's like Catherine got there and Danny was like, hi.
Excuse.
And Danny was kind of shutting down, you could tell. And then she just got really angry and her arms were crossed. And it really made no sense to me.
I have one question.
Yes.
What's wrong with Danny's eye? Is it bad Botox?
I think she's had Botox that just kind of like, it
kind of like sunk down to her
she
eye.
She could have like cerebral palsy or Bell's palsy or something like that. So,
but Bell's palsy is in your lower face.
But I'm trying to be nice.
I know, and I'm not letting it go by.
But when you whenever you look at flashbacks that they've shown, Danny does look quite different.
She's had something done, but this was the most recognizable because her whole eye was just, the whole top of her eye was like,
it's just a little,
it was so distracting. I could barely watch the scene.
There could be some things that it could not be Botox too. Like there could be a medical issue going on.
I thought it might be an eye twitch. I thought it might be some type of nervous eye twitch.
Well, you know, our acupuncture has had something like that once. So sometimes that just happens where people experience that. So
I'm glad we're playing good cop, bad cop here. But I think that's fine.
No, I'm just saying. But
y'all,
if it is Botox,
that eye. Everyone saw that eye.
If it is Botox, Danny, my first time I got Botox, it was terrible. And it
you kind of looked like Chunk from the Goonies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You just got to find the right person. And then
I could like move your face around like Mr. Potato Head.
I finally found the right doctor, and now I'm real happy with it. So you just got to do whatever you got to do.
Catherine does finally show up after calling Lev and says she's not here yet. And Lev is like, you stick it to her. Stick it to the bitch.
She really actually basically said that. And so on the phone, she's riling up her more. So Catherine gets there, and Danny's she's already worked out. Are worked up, and Catherine is worked out, but she's only wearing workout gear.
Yeah.
It's a really weird fashion choice.
It's an LA thing too. Women wear yoga clothes, and men too, but you just because you want to.
Because you want to. And Catherine says, I keep hearing that I haven't tried to get in touch with you, but I have.
And you know, who are we to say any of this, but I wrote down, this is really terrible conflict resolution on Catherine's point. Because I think in Catherine's all reactive, Danny's saying things like, Cat, come on, just admit it. And at one point, she just kind of rolls her eye. And she's like, what was that eye roll? She's like, I'm sorry, my face just did that. It was very Destiny from Lalu. Sorry, my face just did that.
The one honest thing Catherine said, because an eye roll is so instinctual to her, she doesn't know better.
She's a brat, y'all. Catherine is a brat.
She's a brat.
Yeah, she's been a brat since season one, and we tolerated it.
She is. Anyway, Catherine ends up leaving. And
Danny goes, unappreciative bitch.
Yeah, so she leaves.
One of my friends says, Danny's like a shivering chihuahua.
She is.
She's like, ooh.
I want her to.
Think about it. When you see a shivering chihuahua, you see Danny.
It's true. Let's talk real quick about, let's jump back. Let's talk about Craig Pillows, and then we'll talk about Madison and Austin.
One more thing. We had one scene with a couple scenes with Miss Pat and Whitney, and where Whitney's making a smoothie and she's like, Whitney, I think you're missing one ingredient, vodka. And I'm like, now that's my kind of smoothie.
Now, I guess she likes vodka again now.
Because she was all gin for a while, right?
She was all gin for a while.
Yep. Miss Pat can do anything she fucking wants.
She
Don't
really
you
can.
Judge her.
She can. She can even shake Craig about his pillows still in the nicest way.
We're going to talk about that because, y'all, that's everything I hope to be. So Craig is moving his furniture. They've all now tested negative, and they're trying to figure out their shot because this is the HSN thing. And we hear from Taylor that she may not be even going back to Shep's house. Because he didn't want to have a COVID party with her.
Gross.
And so Jerry is helping him set up with pillows. They're presenting, and Miss Pat and Whitney are watching. And Craig's like, Whitney's like, surprisingly decent comment camera presence, Beavis. and she's like. And I'm designing a whole home line. She's like, Craig can do his own thing. We're not really in the same level. She's like, you know, I'm doing luxury. Craig's pillows are affordable.
Y'all, the word affordable to her means trash.
It means cheap. Oh God. The level of shade. It's an art.
I actually think Craig's stuff is prettier than hers, but I don't like that style.
I think it looks really basic to me, but that's just, you know,
Craig,
my style.
Craig's looks basic. I wouldn't have it in my home. I don't want to have any pillows in my home. But Miss Pat's, like my Aunt Peggy would love Miss Pat.
No, Miss Pat's stuff is like, looks like old lady. Like,
yes, rich lady. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no, like Craig's stuff is just like basic white woman mid-30s.
See, I almost think Craig's stuff looks like what you would see in the dorm section of Target in September.
Oh, yeah, you're kind of right. Yeah.
Regardless, I have to say, I was really, and I don't mean, they're still really cute. I'm really proud of Craig. I'm really proud of Craig. And y'all, it's such an
He's finally done something.
I mean, granted, he had to help with this show a lot, but it still takes a lot of work to start a business, even if you, and so the fact that like he really, y'all, honestly, nobody believed in him. You know,
Naomi laughed at him.
Everybody, Cameron laughed at him. Nobody believed in him doing this. And he kept with it. And now he really is building it into something. And kudos to that. You have to like get whatever money you need to, you make that money to buy your coat, Craig.
And he doesn't have mailbox money like fucking Shep. So, and he's doing better than Austin, whose beer is like just rotten in the cans.
Which sucks. I mean, everybody says it's good, but still sucks.
It's just like, and I'm not saying wanting to do a beer line is comparable to a pillow line, but of course a douchebag wants to create your own line of beer because do what you know, right? So let's talk about Pringle and Madison. We'll start with Pringle.
In the batting cages.
This is where I almost had to excuse myself into an interior room. And so Pringle's openly kind of play date dating Madison. And he's there with his kids and Madison shows up with Hudson and he and Pringle, the first one was kind of a bauble, but he hit that ball and I felt something in me move. And I swear to God, y'all, they have chemistry.
They do.
And I never really, with Madison and Austin, I always felt like she was about to like eat him like a praying mantis at any moment. And
I bet Pringle, Austin and Madison have good sex. I bet they do.
Yeah, I can see that. I love your pussy. Gross.
But he does seem like he would go down on her for a long time. Austin seems like that type of guy.
Oh, that tongue just never stopped.
That's why. Whereas Pringle's
a harder. Pringle's more of a challenge for her, and more of a
contemporary
more of a battle. Yeah,
and she even says like he's a good father. He seems connected to kids. She's like, and I'm not mad at the 6-pack abs either.
She wants someone. This is so true of a person who's she wants to be a mover and shaker. And the fastest way to do that in Charleston is be with someone from a good family. It just is. And she's, you know, God bless her for that. But she's not one who's going to marry for just love. She needs the whole package. And down the line, love will be the least important. It'll be who they are, how much they're respected. I know her, and I know people.
Kind of not mad at that.
I'm not either. I'm just saying that's the reality. It's seeing what the person could be and how we could be as a couple.
Do you think they will end up together?
No,
I don't either. I actually think Madison won't feel comfortable doing it.
She won't. Nope.
Because I know that Madison can be bitchy sometimes or vengeful, but I do think Madison is a good person, and I think her conscience would weigh on her too much to do that.
The rest of the cast will never let her do that either.
But I don't think she would either. But
yeah, I agree with you.
Because also, too, you got to think about, y'all, she's a woman in the South, so men can fuck around, but then all of a sudden, then she's going to be look like that girl that fucks the boyfriend's friend, and then it's not fair, but that's what happens.
Oh, you're right. Shall we move on to Madison when she's pouring herself a glass of Karen Crawford or what's the wine?
Kim Crawford.
I'm sorry, Kim not Crawford. Karen Crawford.
Austin rolls up.
Karen Crawford. When you need to send back the wine, a Karen Crawford.
Or a Karen Carpenter, and it's just an empty bottle of wine.
That's awful.
You smell it. When you need wine, but you don't want the calories. And so Austin calls her like, hey, are you around?
I just got tested on negative. You want to talk about
Can I stop by and talk to you?
Sure, that's fine. Come on over.
And she's like, you
don't
look
bring
swaddling.
In your Walmart shoes, please. Take them off at the door.
Oh, they were awful.
They're awful.
And he was kind of like talking, like, so can I pace around your apartment and say something nice?
Well, you're like a dog, Austin. What are you doing? What are you doing?
And she says, why do you keep fucking up?
Yeah, she does say, why do you keep fucking up? And he's like, well. And
has no answer. He has no, he's like, I don't think it's wise to say that for me.
And she's like, you look healthy. You don't look swollen and hungover like you've been partying most of the time.
Brutal. Then, y'all, she talks for the rest. She reads him for filth. This is when I can say I was brought across the line to Team Madison because she explained herself well. She explained her feelings.
It wasn't actually, didn't seem like she was being, I just spit on my mic. It doesn't seem like she was trying to twist the knife, but she just kind of said that she kind of opened with, and she said, I've had this conversation for 2 years too long.
Yeah,
Madison says like, good other things like that every once in a while.
This 6'5", grown ass man, you've been treading water for so long, and you're gonna tread water for the rest of your life.
And it's true. I mean, it's true. I mean, she just kind of said basically that they're on two different paths. She starts crying, and then
he gets emotional.
He gets emotional, and she's like,
I don't know how to let you go.
Because I think he is infatuated. I do think he is infatuated with her. Yes. And I do think he loves her. And she's like, she's crying. She said, I really wanted to be with you, but I feel like we've hit that wall. And she's like, then she just looks at him. He's like, he asks for another chance. And she says, you're just not the one for me long term. And that's when the nail was in the coffin.
Guys, that's so hard to say. And but kudos to her for saying that in a way that is not like, and they could have had a knockdown drag out, but she was calm about it. And like, this is the way to break up with someone. I wrote that down. This is the way to do it. It was brutal, but it was kind of, it was emotional, but in a way it wasn't anger filled.
Poodle, how did you break up with people in your late 20s?
Not well. Things like, it's not you, it's me. I can't handle this right now. Don't work, y'all.
They don't work.
And saying, that, oh, it's all my fault. I just can't, blah, blah, blah. Or what also doesn't work is freezing them out and not calling them.
Oh, you did that too, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've learned, I only learned how to break up with people in my 30s. It was too hard in my 20s.
I agree, it's hard.
I was so ready to be liked and loved by people that I did not know how to do it.
I agree with that. It is a good breakup is one of the scariest things you'll do. But then once you do it, you realize you only want to have a breakup like that from now on.
Yeah,
and you do feel just proud of yourself and closure.
It takes a lot of energy to do it, and knowing that they're not going to respond well, especially if you're doing the breakup. But yeah, I had someone break up with me earlier. Oh God, it was last year.
Fuck them.
Thank you for defending me, but it wasn't really that much of a break. It's like, I was sending him text messages, and there was just like radio silence, and like, it's like, yeah, I just don't think I have time for something right now. And I'm like, and I just said, you know what? Okay. I can't say I wish that this was the way this happened, but I wish you the best.
So he didn't say anything like, yeah, when I have sex with you, I feel like I'm fucking air. Why can't I feel anything?
No, because I'm like what is it? I'm like Emma Roberts in The Holiday. I'm amazing.
I'm gifted at sex.
Y'all, holiday. That is, thank you for that segue, Poodle.
Sex is never the problem in my relationships.
Oh, God. Y'all, that is the show. That is all that, but Poodle really brought us into a segue. We mentioned before, we are doing a crossover with Watch What Crappens with Ronnie and Ben. We are so excited. This has been literally years in the making. We finally got together. We're going to drop it over, I believe, the Christmas holiday. Yeah. For all of you, it's going to be free on the podcast feed, but for our gay trends at all levels, you're going to
watch a four-way video.
You're going to get a four-way video.
Ben and this one who just watched.
And this one who just watched. So that's going to be, you know what? We will, we were going to put that on our 90-day gays feed, but maybe we'll put it on this Southern Charm as well since they cover Bravo stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll put it on this free feed as well. But if you want to watch the video of it, of all us talking, then join the Patreon at the $5, $8, or $15 tier if you want to do that. We watched Holiday on Netflix.
My brain is still reeling. Now, we're talking about doing it for the next Watch and Chat, which is not, we're doing Watch and Chat tomorrow is the Princess Switch with Vanessa Hudgens, which is god awful.
But it's not, really not the 12th. But on the 19th, I think Saturday the 19th, we're going to do Holiday on the 19th. It's the weekend before Christmas.
I think I'm going to get drunk. I don't think I'm going to watch because the movie kind of fucked with my brain.
I'll watch it again. I'll be in the Discord. So come at us. We're going to chat about that. And y'all, so we've got a lot of fun stuff. We're going to look at your names for the 90 Day Gays and that you helped rename us. For our Southern Sweet Tea, we've got, what is it? It's like, I have to look. We have.
What are you doing?
I'm looking up something. Can I just look up something? Gah. You guys, we have 495 reviews on Apple Podcast for. Now, that is insane for us. Especially with the show.
It's grown really fast.
It has grown really fast. So. I love, I'm going to read a review from someone called the Dinosaur Grape that just said, what is wrong with me? But then gave us 5 stars and said, I love these two and everything they do. I suffered through horrible shows only to be rewarded to listen to these two queens hijinks. So worth it.
I love the word hijinks.
Yes. So, but anyway, y'all, so we appreciate your reviews. 5 stars, if you don't know what to say,
keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens, is what you say. And we have another person, says they love our Landon jokes. So 5 stars.
Landon, who kind of had a weird speech impediment because, she was, y'all, I think she might be my least favorite reality show person. And I haven't seen a ton of reality shows. She's my least favorite person on a reality show ever.
But she, we would have.
And that includes Baby Girl Lisa, who was repellent to me.
It was repellent. Anyway, that does remind us, y'all, we have a new, if you're listening to Sweet Teen, you're like, I don't really know 90 Day Fiancé. Season 8 of 90 Day Fiancé just started last week. This season's going to be really good. So it's a great time for you to jump in. Just go to that 90 Day Gays feed. It's the show link is in the, is in the link of the show, just or wherever you look for podcasts, look up Matt Maher or Jake Anthony and you will find
we're there.
Y'all, that's the show. So thanks so much for sticking around. We appreciate it. And you know what?
Y'all come back now.
You hear?
Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Poodle and to Matt. And they would like to thank you folks for listening to their chat.
You're all invited back next week, but please, before we're through, just mosey down to iTunes and leave us a review.
Poodle, you and reviews, you're shameless.
That's what they call me in college.
Y'all come back now, you hear?